It's American Samoa's best music mix, 93KHJ, and we are in the middle of the pandemic. We're learning to live with COVID, and given that, there are some people that are facing some difficult financial prospects right now, just due to the fact that hours are limited, inflation has certainly gone up, and a great group that has kind of recognized this need and is working with some other cohort organizations to assist those who are in need is the Rotaract Club of Pongo Pongo, and we want to welcome, who joins us by phone, we have Tiara Drabble. Hey, Tiara, how you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, and I know that Monica did a story on this. It's called Give Light, and it's featured on talonay.com, but just to kind of walk people through it that maybe missed the news story or needed a refresher on it, can you sort of tell us about what you're doing and how it relates to some people that might need some financial assistance here on island?
Sure, I can do that. So I represent the Rotaract Club of Pongo Pongo, and we are working with three other nonprofit organizations to put this project together. We're calling it the Give Light Initiative. So the purpose of the project is to provide assistance to individuals and families who may have been affected financially by the current COVID-19 restrictions. We know that a lot of people have been out of work during Code Red or impacted by limited business hours. So we kind of put this project together as a way to consolidate funds, because we knew that a lot of people wanted to give to this cause, and also there were so many people needing assistance. So we're really just we're just here to facilitate putting those funds together and then making sure they get into the right hands. So so for the program, one of the requirements is that applicants have to make $15,000 a year or less. So we're targeting those low-income individuals and families because we feel that they're the ones that are most in need during this time. So the funds are available to them, and we're providing $50 in ASPA cash power, or if you don't have a debit meter, that's okay. We will issue you $50 in ASPA credit to be put towards your power bill.
And what's the community response been like for this so far? You've been doing it for several days now.
Yes. So we first posted only on social media on Friday, and it did get a good amount of responses, but things really started picking up on Monday when we started putting out press releases. And then, of course, with Monica's feature of this program on her news. So we've gotten quite a few responses already, and we've also we've started issuing power already to the first batch of applicants that we received. They were processed today, and they're starting to receive their cash power already. So it's been really great. Everyone's been really responsive. We're just in the process of translating our flyers into Samoan. So hopefully that's a lot, that's helpful to a lot more people out there in the community. And yeah, it's been great. We'd love to get more applicants because the donors have been so, so generous and so kind and receptive to this concept. We've been able to collect today we just hit the $12,000 mark. So we have $12,000 available now, and we're just waiting for those applications to come in. So, yeah, it's been awesome. And we're also reaching out to employers if they might be able to assist their employees, because we know not everyone will have access to the internet or to computers to fill out the application. The application is completely online. We don't have physical applications available, unfortunately. This is in large part due to COVID-19 and those restrictions of keeping, you know, social distancing. So, yeah, it's been great.
So, again, this is Tiara Drabble from the Rotaract Club of Pongo Pongo and the Give Light Initiative. And it sounds like what you're basically doing is identifying low-income families, of which there are certainly a lot of on island that make 15 grand or less a year, 15,000 or less a year, and you're giving them $50 power vouchers for their power bill, right?
Yes, that is exactly what we're doing.
So if I'm listening to this and I fall into that category and maybe I'm having a hard time making ends meet right now, what process do you recommend I go about doing? Like, what's the first step somebody should take to apply for this?
So they can go online and follow the link to our online application. The link is tinyurl.com/givelightas. So all of the instructions are right there on that form, and it's in English and Samoan, and you can upload your documents to that same form. If they're not able to access the link, they can try to find any of our organizations on Facebook, and all of us have posted the link on our Facebook pages, all over social media, and they can also give us a call if they're not able to find us online or on social media. They can give us a call at 256-0000 or 252-2222, and we'll be happy to walk them through the process.
And are you working with ASPA on this? I see that you have ASPA's number listed as well. Could they call ASPA and theoretically get the ball rolling with their customer service office?
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that. ASPA has been so amazing in this process. Huge, huge thank you to Wallen, Grace, and Ryan over there at ASPA. They've agreed to partner with us on this program. So their customer service department is actually equipped to take on some of those questions. We are referring people to them if they're not able to get help any other way. And they're also able to help with applications in person, only as a last resort. We don't want to encourage people to go to their office in person, obviously, because of COVID. So please try to fill out the application any other way. And if you absolutely cannot figure it out, you can head on in to their customer service office there at ASPA, and they will be able to help you out. So, yes, we're providing the information directly to ASPA, and then ASPA will be crediting the recipients directly. So there will be no physical vouchers handed out, and there's no cash being distributed. ASPA is handling all of that on their back end. And, they've been amazing partners so far, and we're so proud to be working with them on this project.
Now, I know you just acknowledged ASPA as a partner, but I see that you have some other organizations that you've teamed up with, and we wanted to afford you an opportunity to give them a shout-out if you'd like.
Yes, of course. Thank you. So I cannot, we wouldn't be here where we are today without the organizations that we've partnered with. And I do want to give a huge shout-out and mention to Dora Leato Meredith. This is actually her idea originally. She deserves all the credit. And she represents the Esther Generation nonprofit. So this is her idea, and she recruited myself and two other nonprofits to get on board with her to make this happen. So her group is the Esther Generation. Mine is the Rodax Club of Pongo-Pongo. And then we're also working with Christy Lutu of ABLE, the Agency for Better Living Endeavors. And we're also working with Trude Sunia of the Christian Games Foyolatini Ledu Foundation. So there's four nonprofits working together on this project, and we each have our own distinct focuses and areas of expertise, but we all felt that this is a very important project to give back to the community because it's affecting so many people. People have been out of work for 3 weeks and counting, and Starcase obviously is back at work, but a lot of other companies are not. And even those people that are working are experiencing financial difficulties due to the limited hours, as you mentioned, John. So, we thought this was a very important project, and we're so proud to be working together to make this happen for the community.
And I just want to commend you on your success, too. You haven't even been doing this for a week yet, and you've already raised 12 grand. So you do the math on that. You're doing $50 power vouchers. That's almost 250 people that you're able to help out with this in the form of a $50 debit meter voucher, huh?
Yes. You know, the response from the business community has been so, so amazing. We're truly just blown away by the response from the business community. And we've been reaching out to all different outlets, the Rotary Club, obviously the Chamber of Commerce, and to anyone who's willing to listen and empathize with the cause. And a lot of people have been donating. And also for those who would like to donate, they can go to our GoFundMe page. That's gofundme.com/f/givelightas. And you can find that information on our Facebook page again. But our private donors have been amazing. We've gotten donations from people here and off island. And it's been really awesome. Our goal is to make at least $25,000 to be able to give assistance to 500 families, and we're almost halfway there. So it's been a really great experience so far.
All right, so yeah, pay it forward, folks. Look for that GoFundMe on the Rotaract Club's Facebook page, Rotaract Pongo Pongo, in the search engine. And you never know. You know, you might be having good days and somebody's not having as good a days as you. So you can donate, or you can also head over there and sign up for this relief if you qualify by making 15 grand or less a year.
Yes, that's right, John.
Tiara, it's great talking to you. Thanks for doing this. And thank you to Dora Leato Meredith,
too. Thank you
too.
So much for having me.
Yeah, this was an awesome thing, and we're honored that you came on the airwaves with us to share this with our audience. Mala lava, Tiara. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, John.
All right. We'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, so there goes Tiara Drabble talking with us here on the Samoan Sunrise. And again, just look for all the links on the Rotaract of Pongo Pongo's Facebook page and the hashtag GiveLight. So pound GiveLight. And you can donate or receive, too, you know, provided that you meet their requirements that way. You're listening to 93KHJ.